Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Formula Friday, the Sound of Chemistry podcast. I'm your host, Lorraine Dahlmeyer, CEO of Organic Cosmetic Formulation School, Formula Botanica. We teach award-winning online courses in natural skincare and hair care formulation. And this week, I'm joined again by Audrey Wesson, Marketing Associate at Inalex, global manufacturer of specialty ingredients for the personal care and cosmetics industries. Welcome back to Formula Friday, Audrey.
Hi, Lorraine. Thanks so much for having me.
You're very welcome. So what has Inalex been formulating this week?
Today, I'm really excited to show you our solid hair mask. This formulation is part of our concept kit called Rethink, rethinking sustainability and product formats. And this is definitely an exciting new one, a solid hair mask. Most people have not seen that before.
No, I've never seen one either. So I'm really excited to hear more about it. So can you walk us through the formulation?
Yes. So this is a waterless bar. It's a tiny little bar actually on a stick, and we'll get into how you use that later. But the conditioning agent and the conditioning performance is coming from Aminosensyl HC. This is a 100% natural conditioning agent. We also have some color protection coming from Lexfeel N350. So this is really nice for using this hair mask as a color protecting treatment. In addition, we have some natural oils and butters like coconut oil, shea butter, and lastly, a natural preservation system, Spectrastat G2 Natural. So that if you mix up some of the hair mask and want to use some later, it's adequately preserved while remaining natural.
Sounds really exciting. So what makes the hair mask solid?
Sure. So it's solid because of not adding water or an emulsification agent, but using a solid conditioning base. And that would be the Aminosensyl HC.
Okay. Wow. So how does this hair mask work then? How would you use it?
Definitely. So this is, as I mentioned, we made ours into a shape of a fish on a popsicle stick. So you imagine a little tiny soap bar on as a popsicle stick. So what you're going to do is boil water, and then you put the stick and the little bar into a bowl and then pour the boiling water over it. And then you mix this into the water. So it's waterless at first, and it's a just add water format when you go to prepare the hair mask. So then you mix it up and you get a sort of creamy paste like a typical conditioner or maybe a hair mask you're used to using. And then you can apply that pasty conditioning onto the hair.
That sounds like so much fun. And I love the stick concept. That's really clever. So would you use this hair mask prior to shampooing or after?
So you would use it after. So the way I do it is I'll usually shampoo and then come out of the shower, prepare the hair mask with the boiling water, and then put it onto the hair. And I usually do it at the same time I'll do like a face mask. But alternatively, you could also prepare the hair mask and then go in, cleanse, and then put the hair mask on in the shower. So you use it at the same time you would use a conditioner, but you can leave it in a little longer or maybe pair it with some other sort of spa routine for a relaxing Sunday.
Well, I can't wait to make one and I can't wait to use one. So where can our listeners find out more about this hair mask formulation?
Sure. So you can visit us at inalex.com. We have all of our formulations in this new Rethink kit available there. So you can just look for the hair mask formulation. It'll show you how to use it, some information about what you can claim, like sulfate-free, silicone-free, these sorts of things. And of course, you can also find the full formulation procedure and instructions so that you can make one yourself. I believe there's also a video of how to use it if you're unfamiliar with using a solid hair mask. Just check out inalex.com.
Thank you very much. Well, happy mixing and thank you for listening.